I'm Mike Opelka from Pure Opelka, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. I find myself in a really odd place today. I am agreeing with Kathy Griffin and defending Tommy Lahren. Two things I didn't know I could do, but here we are. Tommy Lahren was in Minnesota last weekend trying to have brunch with her mom when a bunch of people who don't like her opinions decided they were going to yell foul things at her, and one of them even threw a glass of ice water at Tommy as she was exiting the brunch place. Tommy talked about it today on Fox and Friends.
Well, I was actually with both my parents, and we were just enjoying brunch after I did a show the night before. And unfortunately, there was a group of people probably around my age that thought it would be funny to throw water at me and then start chanting profanity. And again, not something that I'm not used to, but really disheartening.
I'm sorry, Tommy. It's more than disheartening. This was an assault. I would have had a police report made and charges filed if possible, because what if this had been an acid attack like we see in London or we see in the Middle East, where extremists throw acid on people they disagree with? You were much more gracious than I would have been.
You don't have to like me. You don't have to agree with my political opinions, but you don't have the right to throw things at me. Is that the point that we got in this country, that you can't disagree with someone civilly without resorting to something like that?
Sadly, that does seem to be where we are. The president tweeted defense of Tommy Lahren, and so did Kathy Griffin, tweeting, "I couldn't disagree more with Tommy Lahren, but I don't think it's cool to resort to physical actions to make your point." Tommy, response?
If Kathy Griffin, of all people, is sticking up for you or defending you, hey, I'll take it.
2018 isn't even half over, and it's already this bizarre. Till next time, testudo, my friends, testudo.